To know how it's going to go out here today, this morning. You guys see that Nidhogg 2 trailer? I actually think that game looks pretty good. I think we'll have, maybe take issue with some of the art style stuff. I thought it looked kind of cool. It's obviously like a very different looking thing than when you think about what the first game looked like and those characters and what you thought they maybe were. Like, oh, right. I don't know, they look kind of neat. burning down the road here at 18 miles an hour. It's really...
I've never seen a diamond.
See what's on the radio. Mmm, I see. DJ is fucking mixing some shit up and they only got the fucking radio edit, I guess. I don't know. Fuck.
week, right after the special live edition of the YouTube EDM15 with the Chainsmokers, we're at the YouTube Space, New York City, in Chelsea Market. I'm standing outside waiting for a taxi, and some guy comes up with a whole entourage. I'm like, who is this guy? It was Dioro. Going to get some tacos. Small world. Marshmallow now on BPM.
That's an awesome story. The end of. So if we had caught a little bit more of that song, it might have been a lethal dose. It was either the fault of Frequency or Amplitude, whichever one had the fucking the remix of Ex-Girlfriend by No Doubt. But now I can only, like, whenever any kind of mid-period No Doubt comes on, which I guess maybe it's late period No Doubt, because is there more No Doubt? Maybe this, anyway. I just think of harmonics. Like, there's something about this era of No Doubt, anything past Tragic Kingdom just makes me think about harmonics. I assume this song wormed its way into one of those games at some point. This is not solo Gwen Stefani. On a No Doubt album. Style, I accidentally encounter U2 and it just bums me out every time. I just don't fucking like U2. Maybe saying this song is about how Jeff Jarrett's going to win the King of the Mountain Championship and defend it at Bound for Glory. There was that brief period in the early 90s where Bono was holding a video camera and pointing it at himself and singing into it, and they were putting that up on big screens and all this other stuff, and I was like, yeah, that's... Huh. I guess that's kind of interesting. But I don't think I've ever liked U2. Like, they do, you know, they're doing their thing and all that. I just seems so fucking boring.
Oh my god, I saw that and I didn't recognize. Yeah, the guy in the dress with the gun.
States, soybean crop as well. And U.S. dairy herds reaching a 20-year high. Despite thin dairy margins, producers milked more than 9 million cows in August. That's the highest number since 1996. In addition, USDA revised its estimate of the July to August milk herd, increasing it by 16,000 head. Soybean harvest underway across the Midwest, but experts say it's not too early to make variety selections for next year. Market Journal shares why making decisions now can be beneficial.
Okay.
Why variety selection is such an important aspect now for producers.
Oh, let's hear it.
If you just look at the potential profitability and some of the decisions you make on a regular basis, you know, we know from third-party trials that the yield difference can be about 15 bushel difference between the best performing and poorest performing. So even if you get half that difference, 8 bushels in a soybean price, you're looking at $60 bushel per acre, $60 an acre swing. So And the price of that seed of the, between those different units might only be $5-$8. So you only need about a bushel to cover the difference. So it's a decision we make every year, and there's some things we can do to help make a more informed decision about selecting our soybean varieties for our farms.
Let's talk about some of the information that's available.
Yeah,
how
let's talk about
yield
it.
Records help you?
Yeah, yield records. So there's a couple different sources. There's your on-farm yield records, right? So when you're out in the field looking at the yield monitor data, and we'll get your weight tickets at the end. How did the varieties do on your farm this year? The second is going to be looking at company data, right? They have lots of plots. They also have their own company information that they can share those results with you, what's performing well in your region. And then the third is third-party trials. So whether it's University of Nebraska, South Dakota State, Iowa State, and First Trials are all third-party companies that test on behalf of companies. And so that's another good source of information. So again, looking at both multiple locations and multiple years, if you can, for some of the varieties can be really important. Just using all the data you have to make a more informed decision.
How can you make sure that the varieties you're selecting are matched?
I just want to get the sickest soy latte I can fucking get, all
right? Our fields are the same, right? We know certain parts.
How many bushels do you need? What are we doing here?
Using precision ag, looking at how we can manage on a per acre basis or less. So knowing like a field has SDS, might have SDS in the river bottom and you don't on your uplands yet. So selecting for SDS resistance in your variety is going to be important. So you're going to have to weigh that with the yield records as well. Another case might be just manure the field. You put feedlot manure.
Oh, I manure the field.
Whatever.
Don't you worry about that.
Right?
The field is,
well
manured.
Look at lodging scores for those, right? So trying to match up those traits with each individual field. And so to do that, you can't just pick one or two varieties for your farm. I mean, you get to choose what companies you want to work with if you want to work with one or multiple. But when it comes down to varieties, I know it's easy to have a bulk unit or a seed tender with one or two varieties. But really to match up the traits to each of your fields, you're probably going to need more than just two soybean varieties.
Peter also suggests talking to your seed company about why certain varieties may perform well one year but not the next before actually deciding to continue with a specific selection. Well, this month, the U.S. and Japan celebrate 60 years of soy partnership, and representatives
from Where my soy partners
soy
at?
Association and United Soybean Board met with 300 Japanese officials and customers in Tokyo, which was home to America's first international soy office. Between 2012 and 2015, U.S. soy exports grew by 39%, and in 2015, Japan purchased a record number of soybeans, 2.3 million metric tons. U.S. lentil acres surging, hitting record yields. USDA Economic Research Service reports dry peas, lentils harvesting in 2015 reaching 2 million acres. That's up 34% from 2014.
He seems surprised by this.
Growing consumer demand for the crops causing farmers to plant more acres. Since 2011, harvested acres increasing by an average of 24%. Analysts
what?
Expect production to reach 3.4 billion pounds for the 2016-17 marketing year. The ERS found more farmers are turning to legumes after wheat, corn, and barley prices have decreased. AARP working to connect Americans from the big city to rural America. The organization has partnered with us here at RFD-TV to present AARP Live Minutes. They do that every Thursday as part of their dedication to enhancing the quality of life for all as we age. And in this AARP Live Minute, Dr. Rick Nabbs shares tips on how to get through the big storm.
Stay inside. All right, thanks.
One thing that I do in order to be able to eat something other than, you know, dry packaged foods is if you have a gas grill or any other cooking device that is powered by propane gas, go get one or two extra tanks of gas. And I have this spaghetti sauce and other dishes that I make in large quantities, and I freeze it. And then if the power was to go out, well, okay, I've got an automatic thawing mechanism in place because now the freezer isn't going to be working.
Thawing mechanism, you know what I mean?
Heat it up, on the gas grill, including where I have a side
burner. We have fun.
And I can boil the spaghetti, heat up the sauce, and I can have a dinner just like I normally would, even though the power is out. But this takes advanced planning. Go get the extra propane gas tanks now. Go get the extra food now. Go get the extra water now. Get the extra medical supplies now. And think through also what you would need to do as the storm hurricane's approaching, like fill your prescriptions and fill the gas tank in your car. The goal here is to avoid being in long lines to try to get things that will be out of stock and you won't be able to get that you'll desperately need to get through the storm in the aftermath.
Dr. Nabb is the director of the NOAA National Hurricane Center. That's in Miami, Florida. And for more tips on how to repair
like Miami
the big storm,
hurricanes. Got it.
Just visit aarp.org. Well, a long-running case against Syngenta has now been deemed class action. Reuters reporting more than 400,000 farmers are suing the Swiss seed company over its marketing of biotech seeds, corn seeds. Farmers claim that they lost between $5 and $7 billion after China rejected U.S. cargoes containing Syngenta's corn. Ag groups argue it helped depress U.S. corn prices. A Syngenta spokesman says the company is currently weighing an appeal of the class action certification.
Gotta get the Swiss cedar man.
Jim Ross here.
String him up.
Coming up at 40 past the hour. Be right back.
Each Saturday on Destination Radio, we bring you the most exciting and enjoyable experiences and attractions across the state of Nebraska. The Nebraska State History Museum on the campus of the University of Nebraska in Lincoln is an attraction that will mesmerize the entire family. Make the most of your Nebraska travels on the Nebraska Nights Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Tourism. Saturday on Destination Radio Series.
Nebraska presents Nebraska. The best.
I'm Jill Thomas, inviting you to visit Nebraska. Visit Nights.
You may have heard that mortgage rates
more
are
like
all-time
shell.
Lows. Maybe you even refinanced recently.
No.
But somehow I have to get you to listen. So I'll say one word, Brexit. Well, maybe it isn't a word yet, but it's why Cash Call Mortgage can make you its best offer ever.
What?
Call 877-860-CASH, and we'll let you know in about 5 minutes if we can offer you a 2.625% rate and APR 15-year fixed-rate loan with no, as in zero, closing costs of any kind.
What?
This is absolutely crazy, insane, lunacy. But if you call right
Agreed.
Now, you'll be saving interest daily by the time it takes you to hear this commercial about 20,000 times. So whether you bought your mortgage last week, month, or year, you don't have a 2.65
Brexit,
APR.
Right?
So call 877-860-CASH and fix it now.
First mortgage, Impact Mortgage Corp.
BDA.
On City Boulevard, North Carolina, 42866. NMLS 128231.
Speed Freaks yelling at me.
Call 855-657-9910 for license fee, term restrictions. Not available in Washington State.
That's 877-860-CASH for a 2.625% rate and APR today.
Hey, it's Flint Rasmussen from Outside the Barrel, and this week on The Big Show, we continue our tradition of bringing music to the show and welcome the legendary singing group Exile in studio. We also welcome another legend in rodeo. It's Trevor Brazil. It's all on Outside the Barrel with
Exile and Trevor
Friday
Brazil?
At 5 Eastern and 2 on the West Coast, and again Sunday at 1 Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio Sirius XM Channel 147 or the Sirius XM app.
It's the Thursday edition now well underway of the Market Day Report. Meteorologist Jim Ross with you, and I'm not leaving until we're finished, or until they throw me out the back door, which I don't think they'll do. Anyway, let's talk about the new drought monitor.
Oh,
brand
boy.
New drought monitor just came out this morning from the government, and this is where we learn what's what around the country as far as drought is concerned. The only place that's really changed much in the last week is in the southeast. Used to be that the northern South Carolina was in pretty bad shape. It's getting better there because these coastal brushes we've had with storms have produced some showers and thrown them inland. Now, the real problem is further inland. Georgia in pretty bad shape as far as the drought's concerned, southeastern Tennessee, but now it's expanding into Alabama in a pretty big way. So, drought expansion in the southeast, elsewhere around the country, no significant change, at least in the past week or so. A couple of spot checks for you. North Dakota harvest, flaxseed
North
now
Dakota.
92% in the bin, 77% the usual average, so they're doing well with flaxseed this year. Potatoes a little behind, 28% dug out, and average is 37%. By this state. Sugar beets 12%. That's right on top of average. Take another check. A little farther
south.
Let's go,
sugar beets.
South Dakota sorghum. A sorghum is harvested 13% of it anyway. Average is about 12%. Winter wheat planted 42%. A little behind the average through the year, 53%. Third cutting of alfalfa is now 80% completed. Again, some spot checks through the Dakotas. We hope that's helpful information as you you know, kind of figure out where your operation is and compare to that. A lot of moisture streaming into the desert southwest, and it's not stopping there, right back to the Rockies, and that's not enough. We go right up into the prairies of Canada. Pretty good moisture there, mostly beneficial, they're saying. Look at those plains from the prairies down through the Dakotas to Texas, warm and dry, but with plenty of soil moisture, early germination seed.
All right, throw this guy at the back door.
Great guns out there now. Early germination is happening. They're expecting a good early crop to bloom this year. Okay, across the Ohio Valley, the Great Lakes, big low pressure area just keeps pumping moisture in from the Atlantic Ocean and cooler air down in the eastern United States today. That low will eventually be ejected off the northeast. It's going to take a couple more days to make that happen. There it is, forcing going on right at this sharp angle. All that moisture from the Gulf flow along the east coast being pulled in at the same time the cooler air is being pulled in. A convergence zone right there is creating lots of rain, and as it stays in place over the next several days, that's where the rain's going to fall. We're saying 2 to 3 additional inches of rain between, say, Ohio back down to the Virginia and North Carolina coast. So that's the place there's going to be plenty of rain, and it's causing great field delays there. Southeast is still field delayed by some showers down there. By Sunday, we're expecting a good push to get this thing going back to the northeast and eventually out of the picture by Monday. And a lot of that happening because we've got a vigorous cold front coming in the Pacific Northwest, and it just pushes on down the line. This one has some weight because it's cold. Let's show you temperatures today. Lower Valley of Texas in the 90s, one of the hottest in the nation. Daytime hottest today. Let's say Fresno, California, up to about 98. The southern, central valleys of California were going to be the hottest.
Fresno.
Lots of hot 70s back up into the plains. And we by Friday get the heat, even some 80s coming back up into southern Canada. Still got some 80s, maybe even some 90s along the southeast coast. And then on Saturday, it continues to warm up. Look at those 80s expanding up into the plains and the northern Rockies. But notice the cool beginning to drop into the Pacific Northwest. That changes everything. By Sunday, it really sets up. The warm air rises here. The cool air sinks down here. And look at those 70s right back up in the Great Lakes. That's going to help the dry out over the Corn Belt there. And lots of 80s for Monday up into the plains in a big way as the cold air sinks. So by the time we get to the first part of next week, the eastern United States has warmed up consistently and considerably, whereas the western United States has cooled down a great bit. And that's what we have this time of year. Hopefully that's helpful information as you plan your ag future. The market day report. Well,
I am planning my ag future.
Marlon Boley stands in next with his market analysis.
Did you know that smartphone users take 1.2 billion photos every single day? The problem is that most of those photos stay locked up on your phone forever.
Oh,
but
no.
Now, there's Free Prints from Photo Affections, the 5-star app for iPhone and Android that lets you easily print up to 1,000 4x6 photos a year absolutely free. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. You can even print photos at other sizes for next to nothing. Using the Free Prints app is easy. Just select the photos you want to print, whether they're on your phone or on Facebook or Instagram, choose the sizes, and you're done. Your premium quality Free Prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. Free Prints is available for both iPhone and Android. Download the app now at freeprintsnow.com and start enjoying real, professional quality Free Prints. The app is free, and so are the prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just Free Prints. Go to freeprintsnow.com to get the app and your 1,000 Free Prints. That's freeprintsnow.com.
What?
Well, it's a Thursday, and we're coming down the home stretch of our trading activity for the month of September. Only one day left after we close up shop today, so some funny things can kind of tend to happen when you have the end of a trading month and the end of a trading quarter, that's for sure. But you pile on top of that the fact that we have 3 major reports coming out tomorrow from USDA as well. We have 2 grain reports that come out during the trading session tomorrow, and we have 1 that's a livestock report that comes out after we close up shop tomorrow. And so that makes the trade kind of tentative here today, and things have been. Is the market? The phone's where we have Arlen Suderman standing by. He's with INTL FC Stone in Kansas City. And Arlen, thank you so much for joining us today. This market is a little bit hard to figure out just because of the background information I was just talking about here. As we get toward the end of a trading quarter like this, traders tend to like to do what they call window dressing by now.
So I'd be cautious about reading too much as far as what's happening today into longer-term trends until we get past tomorrow's reports and get a chance really to react to them.
So as we take a look at our futures market, let's go ahead and take a look at our corn and our soybean prices.
Look at that corn. Right now. Look at that corn.
We have had a little bit of firmness in the market, but it kind of comes and goes. Right now on the corn, we have December trading at 330 and three quarters. It's up a penny and a half again. And now we have March up a penny and a half at 340 and a half. The entire trading range is 5.5 cents today, so not a real big exciting day. On the soybean trade, now here we did have overnight sales again of 120,000 tons of soybeans to China. That's 4 days in a row where we
China's taking all our soybeans.
Sales activity. November soybeans are only 2.5 higher right now at 948, so they're off their earlier high by 9 cents. January now two higher at 954, but they're again really off of their earlier high by a good 9 cents and even a little more than that. So the market just seems like it's just getting dead in the water here. Do you expect to see more of that as we get toward the report tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly right. Or unless nervousness results in some liquidation of some positions. But overall, this is a market chopping sideways. We're getting good demand underneath the soybeans to firm them up. Periodically, wheat comes under pressure because of large inventories and for export demand, particularly for soft wheat, hard wheat getting some good support underneath. But when wheat goes negative, that drags corn lower. When wheat comes off its lows, soybeans firm up corn.
Speaking of wheat, December Chicago wheat is down a penny right now at 402 and a quarter. On Kansas City wheat, we have December trading a half higher at 421 and three quarters, so they're both just narrowly mixed. The Minneapolis spring wheat trade, though, we had December there 3.5 higher at 512. Arlen, what? That's been that way all week long, it seems, that the spring wheat has been leading the charge.
Absolutely reflective of the problem.
Yeah, spring wheat is dope, man. It's fucking just way better.
Specifically, I don't know. Now, with the Canadian crop, so it's expected to increase the demand for the U.S. hard red spring wheat crop. Certainly didn't see that in this morning's weekly export sales report, but that's a general expectation.
So tomorrow we have the quarterly grain stocks report, and we also have the small grain summary, which for all intents and purposes is going to be production estimates for the wheat crop in the U.S. What do you think has the potential to have the biggest surprise?
The stocks report, that's known for its surprises, and I'm anticipating a bearish surprise in corn and wheat, but you know with this report that the surprises often defy logic in the stocks reports, and you simply can't explain why USDA did what they did, so anything is possible, and that just leaves traders nervous.
Yes, it does. All right, now let's take a look at the cotton market real quickly here. We have December new crop cotton currently on the big board trading at 67.77 per pound. So that is down 71 points on the day. More apparent profit taking there after it was up over 70 cents earlier this week. All right, Arlen, I'll bring you back here in a moment, and we'll talk about this livestock market. We have a big report there, too, tomorrow. So traders getting positioned for that. Arlen Suderman is with INTL FC Stone. We'll be back with more with him right after this.
My name's Kelly Williams.
Boy, go, go!
Randy Arnold and I track storms for the Weather Channel.
Go, go, go! Right on there, right on there!
The tornado on the ground. But I'm not on the road. I'm here in Cassville, Missouri, farming, raising cattle, chickens.
Okay, let's move.
We're on the road hunting tornadoes, thunderstorms, floods. You name it, we chase them.
Weather Channel presents Storm Wranglers. This Sunday at 9 on the Weather Channel.
Storm
Hello,
Wranglers.
On this week's FFA Today, we'll talk to a farmer and teacher competing on the international stage to bring fresh foods to people in need. Meet two Montana FFA members making a name for themselves in the cattle buying community and hear from an award-winning advisor in the Badger State. So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio and on Sirius On Demand.
Back with you on the Market Day Report, I'm Arlen Bowling. We're talking with Arlen Suderman, a well-known and respected analyst and researcher from INTL FC Stone in Kansas City. And Arlen, as we focus now on the livestock side of the ledger here, we have had a very volatile trading week, especially in the cattle market here. But tomorrow we have a day devoted to reports for hogs and pigs. That's a quarterly hogs and pigs report. We have some pre-report estimates, but across the ledger on all three items in that hogs and pigs report, as far as the pre-report estimates, everybody's basically looking for the numbers to be about 1% above a year ago. How do you feel about those outlook numbers there?
leaves me quite nervous when we've been getting numbers in, slaughter numbers 7 to 8% above year ago level. So that leaves me very nervous. Now the thinking is, because of the fear of slaughter capacity, that the producers are pulling hogs forward. The market structure is certainly encouraging that. But you would think that weights, while they are going down, would be going at a faster pace if that was the case. So I'm very nervous going into tomorrow's reports, as is the industry.
Now, we did have the average hog weights, the Iowa-Minnesota weights, actually down a little over a pound and a half last week. The average weight this past week ran about 280 pounds, I believe.
Storm Wrangler.
A year ago at this time, when it was 279.99,
you can get this limited-time family grill pack from Omaha Steaks, the best price of the season. Go to omahasteaks.com.
Around you, injured, the train's all, you know, yeah, off the tracks and stuff. So, man, craziness.
They're talking about folks who are coming off the train blood-soaked. Ooh. Because it was just, you know, a lot of metal that just got crushed up and whatnot. So it's ugly, but, you know, hit your local news station for coverage. I'm sure everybody's talking about that poor situation that happened in the East. Sana G Morning Show, getting ready to get out the door and get ready for a Friday. And tomorrow is a Front Row Friday, because at 8:45, we're going to get you Front Row for the Bad Boy Reunion Tour that is coming tomorrow night. But you still can't purchase your tickets. Excuse me, you're going to have to go to KML.com to make sure you pick those up before the show hits. But we're talking about Diddy, Kim, French Montana, 112 total, everybody. And they're probably flying in today. So, you know, if you see them running around, take some photos, hit that Snapchat, Instagram, whatever, and make sure you tag us at Sana G KML so we can see what y'all talking about out there. All right, let's take a look at the streets right now out here in the Bay Area. What's going on in traffic, Lady Ray?
Sana, we'll start out there on 280. This is a traffic brought to you by CarQuest. It's a motorcycle injury crash in San Jose, 280 North over at Saratoga Ave. It's got you backed up to about the 680-101 interchange. Oakland, 880 North, still about a 15-20 minute delay between 98th and through to 5th Ave. Over at the Baybridge Toll Plaza, it's backed up into the maze. Westbound 80 backed all the way up to the Golden Gate Fields, and then 580 slow from 24. With over 800,000 parts and accessories available, whether you drive an import or domestic vehicle, you're sure to find exactly what you need at your nearby CarQuest Auto Parts store. Great people, great products, great prices. It's KMEO.
Sana G in the morning show. That's what wakes me up in the morning. The base number one for hip hop and R&B.
I'm not even a morning person.
106 KMEL.
Yeah. So I can't wait to get back to sleep tonight.
So,
and
yeah, anyway, I guess we got new to the ad spot here. So
shows are all different types of new shows. It's just a premiere this month. You got Dancing with the Stars. You want to watch American Horror Story? It's on there with some on demand. You want to watch The Voice? That's on there. Empire.
Oh,
new movies
shit.
Are on there. Old
the
movies
voice.
Are on there. Free movies are on there. At 1-800-XFINITY, get to Xfinity.com.
Joey V talking about my people at Sleep Train. They've got the best rest sale happening right now.
This cop is smoking dope.
You good, right? Anything proper still, right? Come on, man. What's the matter with you, man? Ain't nothing. They just want us to be on. Tell a friend, if that symbol again, that double you coming through. Bust a shot on your block, give me a suit, get it right. All my chicks on your tits, let's get it in. All my niggas take a choke off this week, let it begin. Here we go. Yo, y'all already know what it do. Brand new, back from the slums, it be the wolf. Back from the slums, it be the wolf. Another dresser lap, get rock, 100 bags, black do-rags, ski masks on G-Wags. Try to take pictures, lax, still in the grass. You'll learn respect, burst when I ask. Rhyme master, busy, wizzy on the subject. Luck deck, thug battle, drug vest. Snub sets, iller than most. Nighttime toast, gorillas in boats. Three boats, villas is killer. Yes, but no combination, yo. Combination, fly formation. Vivid vacation, deliberation moments. Move like 91 Romans. Cloning everything, chins only. The rinse on the stove, I'm at Rome. Maxed out, annex style.
I'm probably gonna jinx it, but I'm... Oh, yeah, there. Literally. I'm pretty deep in the tunnel, and the radio still worked, which... Yeah, what the fuck? Why? That's really strange. Normally it cuts out... Well, anyway. Not a fucking satellite scientist. I don't know how the signal comes off the bird. I guess I can just switch to my phone, you know. Play some polka music! Poker music. No, what? That's... Jesus. Yes, poker face. That's what... Yeah, close enough, close enough.
I wanna hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
Jesus. I wanna see if I can get this right. Play some polka music. That did it. Here are some popular polka songs. Yeah. Popular ones. This is a popular one. This one's burning up the fucking charts. All right, this is a different song. We got this. All of this appears to be on the same album. Like, it told me, here's some popular polka music, and then, like, because it has no data about polka popularity, it just fucking feeds up an album that has polka in the title or something. It's like, I don't know. Play some popular music, please. Tired of all this underground shit. Okay, yeah, alright. Okay. That's...
So sad.
Young niggas, I got old cash spazzing on they ass. I got Prada on my whole ass. Got my lab with Matt. Pop a nigga like a damn tag. Shopping on they
seasons at the Four Seasons twice.
My diamonds are fake. Damn it!
kick it way back. James Harden with the range on me, nigga, way back. Homie started switching lanes, I thought we went way back. I can't get no rest. We in the house. I fall asleep with a tech. Stashing all the pills on my desk. Wearing every chain on my neck. We in the house. I can't get no rest.
Come on.
I run around with a tech. Stashing all the pills on my desk. Wearing every chain on my neck.
Go crazy on the
floor. Whoa, hey. It's summertime. Body trying to throw shade. All these wins I can never go.
Dirty South, when it first started happening, Hot Boys, Juvenile, No Limit, all that stuff. Like, I was not into it at all. That was the first time that I was like, man, someone came in and fucked up hip-hop. Man, they ruined this shit. What the fuck? Why is this stuff popular? You people are idiots. And eventually I came around on a bunch of it. I was able to accept it. Just go like, oh, this is just dumb. Yeah, we can have a good time. It's fine. I don't think it's gonna happen with this shit. I don't think I'm gonna have my time where I go like, oh, wait. I was wrong. No, this is fine. Like, it's just not. That shit is just not doing it for me. This fucking slow ass pill popping raps, auto tuned up, it's just not.
Oh my, what a wonderful time. Been a minute since I pulled up outside.
I mean, they are doing their thing, don't get me wrong, but I just, man.
I got a rise and rise.
I've been waiting all night for this moment. I've been waiting all year for this moment. I've been picturing you taking off your clothes for me. I've been literally coming all these songs for you. Daddy told you better bring your ass on. Cinderella better get your ass on. Man, I swear the parents just don't understand. You ain't gotta be old to be a man. Take my hand.
And I like Auto-Tune. I think Auto-Tune is cool. I think it's a fucking neat tool, and it's fascinating technology that I think totally has fucking valid artistic uses. But I just...
Okay, your legs like a sword, they open up and you got people in there. Been there every night for weeks at a time. You in my dreams, that's why I sleep all the time. Just to hit and say I love you, just to touch you, just to leave you behind. I told you you don't have to worry, you'll be fine. Type of thing I heard it happen all the time. Yeah, I just want to see you tonight. Because your fragrance got me faded, you'll be keeping me hot. Nothing better than the first time. I'll be at your service like a checking at the curbside. You don't have to spend another second on this earth ride. Wet you like a breath, move your second and a third time. Left you up a first mind. And when you're hungry, I can shove you up a stir fry. Get you some dessert wine. Elevate your third eye. First class, no belt. Get a piece, your clothes off. Turn around, let me see. I've been waiting.
Yeah. For the dogs, then, you know.
But I want to shake it like this. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy right now. You ain't saying no stuff.
Oh, this alley is all the way closed today, huh? Yep. I got. Or is it? Wait, what the fuck? Wait, it's totally not. Cool. I didn't want to spend another 15 minutes driving. Just to get around the fucking block. All right. I'm here, so I gotta go. Everybody have a day. Have a good one. I'll see you.